Hey everyone, Matt here. Wanted to let you know that we had a little glitch with Nicole's microphone this week, and we didn't realize it until after we had already recorded. So if it sounds like Nicole is not quite in the room on this episode, that is why. Just want to give you a heads up. Hope you enjoy the show.
And wait, what was the other, what's the web series?
Baited with Z-Way.
Baited.
Yeah.
Oh, I got are you some, still doing that?
I have some new apps, yeah, with Matt Rogers, Sudie Green, Dan and Steve Levine, and then Gary Richardson.
Oh, why haven't I watched this? Oh, I think it's so good. It's so good. And Z-Way, how do you pronounce your last name?
Fumido, but just call me Z-Way. Yeah, I'm making it a thing.
Wow.
I know, people get really, they either love it or they're like really threatened by it. Like they're insulted by the idea.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually guys who are just like, who do you think you are?
Part of me is like, yeah, I mean, you got it as the Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Something that feels like validating.
I fought for that shit
about
too.
That,
yeah.
That it's like, yeah, then that's all you need.
Oh, thank you.
You also
I
have
agree.
A cool name. If I was like, I'm just Matt now, like that doesn't,
yeah,
you can't
but
do
if you
that.
Had
yeah.
At Matt, that'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
It's very board identity. Yeah, it's like I'm just, people are tracking me. I'm on the run. Yeah.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is a writer from The Rundown with Robin Thede and the star of Baited with Z-Way. It's Z-Way.
Hi, guys. Hola. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Chillin'.
Here's the first thing that I find very interesting is you tried to ply us with your college email.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I really didn't want to do
a real red herring.
I know.
You came in with a hard sell, like, oh my god, guys, look what I got. It's irrelevant.
But it's really funny.
It is really funny. It's funny that it's still active. About how long ago was this?
What year is it? 2018?
Mm-hmm.
So 4 years ago. I use it for discounts and it works.
And it's not an alumni email?
You know what? If you pay so much for college, they'll give you a free email.
Well, yeah, but mine switched over to, like, alumni at some point.
Northwest, go Cats, Northwestern University.
Man.
Okay, so what do we do? How do we do this?
Somebody you don't want to send an email to.
A person I don't... Oh, okay, here's my... I'm feuding with this guy. This is my real email.
Thanks for...
Yeah. On registry.com, I want to buy the zway.com, whatever, domain.
Yes.
And he wants to charge me $10,000, which I think is unreasonable.
It is unreasonable, but yeah. This is the thing. It's like people will park on domains that they think people want.
Yeah, but there's only one person in the world buying Z-Way.com, and I'm not paying more than
$300. And is this like there's nothing there right now.
There's
it's,
nothing
it's
there.
It's like a coming, it's just like a, well, I'm going to look.
Exactly.
I like how I'm asking
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
I, can't look.
I have a desktop if you need that, too.
Oh, thanks.
Here's the thing is, I'm pretty sure what he's doing is not legal.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, we have to look into this. But there is something where it's like, basically, it's squatting, right?
This has come up before on the show.
Out of my ass.
Yeah, and Nicole kind of does a fake legal advice thing.
Because there is something where it's like, if you have a legitimate right to it and he does not, and his name is goddamn George.
Oh. Yeah, I think his name is George. No, he thinks my name is George. My name is George Lopez on my email.
Stop.
That's real. Okay. I think it's funny.
If his name is not Z-Way.
His name is Martin.
Yes. If you're squatting on something that another person has a legitimate right to, you can't basically extort them for $10,000.
Okay, sick. You're right. So who do I talk to? The feds?
Maybe.
Hello, feds? Are you here?
Matt, I love this. I don't want to fuck with this, though. Like, I don't want to do a goofy version of this email.
All right, so should we find something else?
Yes, we're going to find something else for email roulette, but then we're going to actually write that email.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'm so outraged by this, like, extortion.
Well, here's the thing. Whether it's a real thing or not, we're going to treat it like it's a real thing when we get to it.
Email roulette.
Okay, so I'm looking for another person to email and harass.
Yes.
No, not to harass.
Oh, okay.
Anyone it might be a little awkward for you to email.
I'm sure my ex-boyfriend would hate that.
And are you okay contacting your ex-boyfriend?
I don't give a fuck about him. Okay, let's see.
I'm not going to say no.
Okay, so what are we writing?
Well, we need a little background. How long ago did the relationship end?
2017.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is
Okay.
He is a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
But got
he moved
it.
To he moved from New York to LA.
And is that why the relationship ended?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have several ex-boyfriends who I could email, all of whom would hate my emails.
But we wouldn't dare email all of them at once, would we?
We could.
Nicole, are you hearing this?
I think what's it called?
Like a CC?
A BCC?
BCC? What do you think about a BCC to multiple ex-boyfriends?
Nicole's eyes are closed. She either loves it or hates it.
I
beyond belief.
So
okay,
we can do that.
So yeah, and I, we're fine, but I blocked him on my phone. Although I don't think he knows that, but I just said
now
it.
Now he does.
Only because I have a boyfriend and I'm trying to be respectful to my boyfriend who I love.
Well, that gives us a real in.
Yeah. So to be clear, we're going to BCC, or are we just going to stick
with?
Yeah,
multiple boyfriends.
Okay.
Sure.
BCCs.
Okay.
Another ex was, his name is, what's his fake name? George
Lopez.
George Lopez. We dated in high school, but then like on and off for like a while.
Okay.
We didn't have a falling out, but we're not great. Oh, well.
None of them sound like, wow, this would be like the worst thing if I emailed this person.
Oh, I would not want to email him. I think he got rich off of Bitcoin and it pisses me off.
So one ex is rich off of Bitcoin. One is a doctor and presumably doing really well.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Those are the two we're going to BCC.
We need a third. I mean, this is going
to
be.
Should we make one up?
Wait, is there like a dude you like went on a date or two with?
Whose email that I have?
What? Look, two guys are going to get this. Can we make up a character like the third one?
We can make up.
If there's not a third one, create another boyfriend.
You are correct. Yes.
Okay.
Great. Let's do it.
For the purposes of
email. Okay, so it's BCC, those two gentlemen.
Okay. BCC.
Beautiful.
And what do I write?
Hello, and then write both of their names.
I misspoke.
Can we do Messer, the Messers thing? M-E-S-S-R-S and their
M-E-S-S-R-L? What?
Isn't that a thing?
Yes.
Oh, Monsieur. Like French.
Yes, and I think it's Monsieur's.
So Monsieur X and Y.
I am writing this email.
Writing this email.
Out of respect for my current boyfriend.
This reminds me of the Kardashians when Adrian Bylone had her fake boyfriend email Rob Kardashian. Do you remember that?
Nope.
That was a plot point.
Nicole was shaking her head that whole time.
Do you not remember that?
I've never watched the show.
Oh, well, you know what? It was really great for the first six seasons, and then they got too rich.
Out of respect for my current, did we say current boyfriend?
Out of respect for my current boyfriend.
For current my boyfriend, I think we stick with that because we stick with mistakes. What was the thing that Z-Way said? Nicole was like, now we have an in.
Oh, I blocked.
I'm writing to block you.
To block. That's so rude. I'm writing to block you! Exclamation point.
You did not do anything wrong.
You did it. Well.
Anything wrong since we broke up.
Since
we parted ways.
Since we parted ways. But also, maybe you did. Yeah, you know what? I want to add my flavor.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe you did.
So to be clear.
We are cool.
We are cool.
But. You are blocked.
You are blocked. Exclamation point. Caps lock. Bold.
You are probably wondering what that entails.
Wow.
Yeah, I think because we have to have that. Because if we just said you're blocked, that's like, please write back. And yeah. You know what I mean?
What it entails is the receiving of this email.
Should this be like in list format?
Yes. We love list.
What it entails is, and then we're going to do colon, one, the receiving of this email. Okay, two.
Two. The cessation.
Nicole's getting geared up for her other legal email she's going to be writing later.
Oh, like secede?
Cessation of all future emails.
It's
Since
French.
We've used, I think, a derivative or a part of the word cease, can we now use desist in the next line?
Oh, yes.
The desisting.
Of any future correspondence.
Desisting of any future correspondence. No nudes.
No nudes. Good.
No fanfic.
No fanfic.
No RTs? Can we say no RTs?
No RTs. No, I want all the RTs.
Well, but you got to...
RTs other than my Twitter. Just so they know that they can not retweet anybody but Z-Way. Okay. At Z-Way. All right, what else we got? And last of all, the shame and disappointment that comes with disrespecting a strong black lead. I'm referring to myself. Z-Way.
The lead was unexpected.
Yeah.
I was sure the next word was woman for 100% sure.
No, I'm a strong black lead for 18 to 34 demographics.
Please put that in after lead.
Yeah, I've got to put that in male. Excuse male. But open. Okay.
But open to women viewers.
On Comedy Central this fall. Okay.
I'm referring to myself as Z-Way. And hyperlink to your Twitter there.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter.com/Seaway.
Please respond to confirm receipt of this message.
Please respond. I will get it if they're blocked.
But please know that you've been blocked, so that response may not be received.
If Google is working properly. Okay.
And then just okay.
Okay. This is deranged.
Correct.
Excellent. Let's put that aside.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
It's Nicole.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Can you see me?
Can I see you? No. No, I can't.
Why
I can't.
Not?
It's a phone call.
Oh. Yeah, but is it also because you're not wearing contacts?
That's true. And you know what? Actually, if I was not wearing my contacts, which I am right now, things would be very blurry for me because I cannot see. That reminds me, I do need to renew my contacts. I'm running out.
Oh, is that a whole process you have to go through?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, are you dreading it?
I mean, I don't love it. I wish it was easier, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow, Matt. You're going to love this. If you wear contact lenses and find yourself dreading that annual appointment to renew your prescription, then you're going to love Simple Contacts. It's a great new company that makes this annoying process very, well, simple.
Simple Contacts allows you to renew your expired contact lens prescription and reorder your preferred brand of lenses from your phone or computer within minutes.
And basically, it's bringing the doctor's office to you whenever you need it. You can take the Simple Contacts vision test online in 5 minutes. A real doctor reviews it and renews your prescription. They're not actually in your living room, but it's like they were. You save time, save money, and save yourself a headache. And if you have an unexpired prescription, just upload a photo of it or your doctor's info and order your lenses in minutes for a great price. Basically, all of the hard, annoying, leaving your home work is being done for you. And that, Matt, is living in the 21st century.
Wow. Also, Nicole, Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses, and the prices, these are unbeatable. Vision test is just $20. I mean, you compare that with an annual appointment, that can be up to $250 without insurance. And they have some of the best prices on contacts. Oh, and did I mention that shipping is free?
Wait, no money?
No money for shipping. And best of all, Nicole, our listeners get $30 off their first Simple Contacts order.
Yeah, Matt, they can do that. They can save $30 on lenses by going to simplecontacts.com/inbox or enter the code inbox at checkout.
That's right. You just go to simplecontacts.com/inbox or enter the code inbox at checkout. And I just want to be clear, Nicole, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You do have to get those occasionally, but it is the most convenient way to renew a prescription, get new contacts if your vision has not changed.
That's great. Again, check out Simple Contacts and get $30 off by going to simplecontacts.com/inbox. Or just enter code INBOX at checkout. Give it a try, Matt, and then when you're done, call and thank me.
Will do.
But maybe FaceTime, so you can see me.
Okay, good call.
Okay, Ziwa, you want to show us your college emails?
Okay, yeah, I do. I have no idea what's going on. Let's look at what I've sent.
The bottom of the box.
Okay, so like the oldest things I've sent. Look at me going on coffee dates. Ooh, poetry. I studied poetry. This one's called Widow. What is this? Oh, I was in a sorority. For 2 years and then I quit. Delta Gamma. Nothing goes down faster than an anchor. That's like the, what's what they said about the DGs. Anchor was a symbol of Delta Gamma and yeah. They'd say nothing goes down faster than an anchor, which is a blowjob joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I got there.
Nicole hadn't connected the anchor,
were
right?
Were you not in a sorority? Sorry.
No, I was not. We didn't have sororities. We had lecture societies.
Really? Oh my gosh. That's so, were those fun?
Were you in one?
I absolutely was not in one.
You weren't?
No.
That seems like 100% something you would have been into.
Because they were secret sororities. Mm. If it was an actual lecture society, they would do like one lecture a year.
You're like, you guys aren't doing lectures? I'm out.
Yeah, and they also didn't have, they just had houses on campus, but nobody could live in them. I think one of them was like book lectures. One of them was like music lectures. And the other one was like books and music.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. And they all did cocaine together?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going back to this. So this is from our sorority president. Hi, guys. So Ziwa is our lovely widow, and you're going to be awesome. Maybe we could all collaborate tomorrow to talk about talents and stuff. It's going to be so fun, and everyone is so psyched. I will literally be at the house all day tomorrow, starting at 11 and going until volleyball. My life is a joke. So I'm around. All we do is win and stuff. XOXOXO.
Is this like a talent performance or something?
I think this was like for us to get... Oh, I know exactly what this was. So Widow was something we'd get drunk and perform for all the other sororities and fraternities.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
But what does Widow mean?
It was like, I don't understand it, but I remember the event because I remember being drunk and I had a joke that was like, I can't wait to donate to my college a sports arena so I could call it the Z-Waifu Dome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so even then I was writing great jokes. All right, what else do we got?
Wait, what is All We Do Is Win from again?
The DJ Khaled song, yeah. All We Do Is Win. Okay, so let's see if we got anything else good here.
I saw something that would upset Nicole very much.
What?
I saw a free futon thread.
Ooh.
I just don't know why you'd want you don't want furniture from strangers.
Futon. Well, what if you do? What if you're poor? The people I babysit for have a beautiful futon that they are trying to give away. It's free. If you want it and have a method of transporting it, reply, Zwizzy.
Okay, that was nice.
I mean, I don't like the ones where it's like, I put my futon on the street if anybody wants to take it.
Ew. Like, I would do it if we were in, like, Greenwich, Connecticut, and it was, like, a gated community, and it's... But, like, in New York, there are rats everywhere.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to be one of those rich people whose life is quickly crumbling, who has to clear their entire house so that they can sell all the goods to, you know, pay their tax bills. Oh, do you want to read my college poetry? This is just an assignment from Avril. This is bringing me back memory lane. Okay, poetry. So we should... do this one?
Yes.
So this is my poem, and then this is a poem that I wrote in this is a fucking deep ass poem that I wrote in college.
When you say it's deep ass, I think you just mean
long.
It's long
but also beautiful. I stand by this poem.
Have you read it?
I wrote it.
So can we talk about how this is how people change? At the beginning of this, you discussed how you only want to be Ziwei.
Oh, yeah.
And then what is...
This is my full name. Ziwei Rikoru Chidenma Fumido. But this is my poetry name, so people knew that I was like Amiri Baraka, like I meant what I was typing.
Yes.
It's called Poet, but in parentheses it says black. I went through like a beatnik phase in college.
Also, it opens with a Langston Hughes excerpt.
It does. The Langston Hughes excerpt from The Negro Artist on the Racial Mountain says, "No great poet has ever been afraid of being himself. And I doubted then that with his desire to run away spiritually from his race, this boy would ever be a great poet."
Is that a common practice to like put a pull quote before a poem?
No, this was the assignment.
You were being... Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. A peacock crosses my course. Emerald plumes bloom as his slack hem anoints the grove he roams. His coat, a sapphire blue, captures the sun's gloss. His pupils, black as God's earth, reflect my nude dress. The neutral contrasts my dark flesh, accentuating the salt and sweat that bloat my skin. In his beauty, I begin to question if my identity is from without or within, if below this lair my blood runs black and thick, or if, like Langston's boy, I itch to be a privileged poet that sits at the zoo to discuss that all the animals are caged except the peacocks and the humans.
How? Huge reveal that we've been at a zoo this whole
Bars. Rather than the cleaning woman's knocked knees, stiff and pocked from night scrubbing feces off swine's pens, I am not great. I am a fallible beast with two lips and two breasts for symmetry, two ears, one spine for balance, and two eyes that see the clouds and earth never converge, stunted by the cast of my form. I am the black pony bound by duty to women that wade through sewage, clutching infants against slack bosoms, flicking dry tongues against cracked lips as they plead to deaf gods, presidents, uplink.
It's the system, man.
Oh my God, I'm on several government lists. I know this. Cracked lips as they plead to deaf gods, presidents, uplink vans and helicopters, that the sharp odor of corpses drifting up Common Street to the Superdome will not stir their angels from their shallow slumber. That's a Hurricane Katrina reference.
Oh, I got it.
Duty is a loaded gun pressed against my temple. and it sights me into the world of monochrome, where the poetry is live, like blues crooners in catwalks and breakers and spades players and teeth and lemon trees and drug raids and red riots that lit Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Oakland, Philadelphia, Washington, ablaze, hemorrhaging the page, creating Baraka's Black Art. That's a reference to a very famous poem called Black Art by Mary Baraka. May I sing this cry? The peacock crows in technicolor as gaunt lions sip from ponds, pliant giraffes pluck leaves from pygmy trees, and shrewd turtles gray beneath the heat lamp's gaze. Undeterred by the girdle scooch because all understand his call. I shadow him to a clouded fountain, cherubs mist water along the marble edges as children resign silver dollars and wish to gods. His feathers extend beyond cast and beyond east and west, and 100 eyes peer through my soul.
Wow. Imagine after all that, if the one line you put at the end is what Nicole said, yep, we're at a zoo.
Yep,
you just
we're
dropped
at a
that
zoo.
Right at the end.
At a zoo, we got some Katrina, we got some Amiri Baraka.
We could spend like 3 hours unpacking this poem,
yeah.
I feel like.
The reason why I got into comedy is because I wrote poetry and I was like, I love words, but I could never make money. And so I was like, okay, I'll make money doing comedy, which has not even been the case.
Would you go back to poetry though?
Sure. Yeah, like Milk and Honey, the whatever book.
But if you were to write like the Instagram style poetry, you've already written it. Just like chop that up.
I know,
like,
you're right. Poems. You're totally right.
30
you're
poems
totally
and then
right.
Just like link them around the page, like play with the text.
And exactly. And with like animation.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Please send your donations to my address if you can find it.
Mail.
If you're a fan of podcasts, and we're assuming you are because you're listening to this right now, chances are you've thought about starting your own.
But once you've recorded your show, what are the next steps? How do you reach listeners and build an audience?
Well, Audioboom can help with their $9.99 monthly subscription plan for hosting and distribution.
With Audioboom's $9.99 subscription plan, you get 200 minutes of recording time for each episode.
A branded homepage on the Audioboom platform.
Embeddable players for web and social media.
Unlimited storage.
And episode scheduling.
That's a lot, Matt, of like administrative concerns.
It's a lot for $9.99.
That Audioboom is taking care of, for sure. Plus, thanks to Audioboom's partnership with the leading distribution and streaming platforms, your show may be eligible for placement on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn, pending approval by each platform. To sign up for your $9.99 monthly subscription plan, go to audioboom.com/start and sign up today.
That's audioboom.com/start. Sign up now and get the support you need to start your podcast today.
That's audioboom.com/start.
How many discounts do you think you're getting from this?
Several, like at least 20.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yes.
And do you have the college version of Amazon Prime?
I would never do that.
Hero.
I'm just saying, if you're going to pay that much money to go to school, you should just get your discounts. Should we go through my real one?
Yeah, let's look at your real one and let's just, ooh, we've got one email in drafts. What is it?
What's in the box?
It's the one we wrote?
Oh yeah, it's the one we wrote. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a draft person. I clear out my drafts and I send what I write.
You also, your email inbox only has like 300 emails, so you're like pretty...
Oh, I'm efficient.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, oh, I have a lot of Equinox. I have the craziest one from Equinox ever that I wanted to respond to about fitness. They're like, they ask you a bunch of fucking questions, and it's hilarious.
So wait, what has happened to lead them to email you?
So I joined Equinox, and they give you a complimentary training session.
Okay.
But before you can get this free thing, you have to answer 100 questions about your life.
Oh, yeah, we got to answer these.
Okay, so basically the email says, hello, Z-Way, thank you for joining us at Equinox. I'm writing to let you know that everyone has 2 hours of instruction. I highly encourage you to take advantage of both these prepaid services as they will make your gym experience more efficient and rewarding. Below, you will find what each service entails. Please answer the following questions to set your preferences, and I'll be happy to set you up with one of our trainers right away. And the questions are, what are you looking to accomplish in working out in the club and with your trainer. And I wanted to realistically answer, like, prepare for the race war. Like, make sure I'm in my tip-top shape so that when shit pops off with MAGA, I can flee to Canada as quickly as possible. But you can't write that.
Okay, but we can find a way to say that.
Oh, prepare for any civil war scenario?
Yeah.
Cut and paste those questions.
Okay.
And we can just respond to each one. Each one by one.
Perfect. All right, cool. So, prepare for any civil war scenario.
That sounds too jokey. Become my strongest and fastest self. This is of eternal survival.
And then specifically, skills would include fighting and or fleeing.
Yes. Fighting and or fleeing. And scavenging water.
Also scavenging
and
water.
Scavenging water. Okay, perfect.
If you teach that sort of thing.
Okay, perfect. Are there any special types of training that interest you?
Scavenging.
Scavenging water.
Foraging for water.
Foraging.
Digging for underground wells.
Running. Away into water. Okay, next question. Would you like for more motivation or education from your trainer?
Education, right?
I would like about... water fitness.
Yeah. Water fitness scenarios.
But not swimming, to be clear.
Yes.
Do you have any health concerns that need to be addressed, considered?
Constantly dehydrated. Well, too much salt in body, panting, and exhaustion from panting. I don't breathe underwater.
Can't breathe underwater. Health concern. Can't breathe underwater.
That's hilarious.
What personality type do you typically connect with and why? Survival oriented.
Oh yeah, really? In an ideal world, I'd get a trainer that would become my best friend so that we could fend the apocalypse together.
Friendly.
Hydrated. Because one of us has to have water. Because what if we have to drink each other's urine?
A companion who could...
You drink each other's urine when you're dehydrated. I saw a look, and I just want to say for the record, if you're in a situation where you don't have water, you're supposed to drink... It brings a couple together.
I think we have to put drink each other's urine if necessary here.
In an apocalyptic... Mad Max scenario, so they know what movie I'm referring to. Because in Mad Max, they didn't have water.
Someone was open to drinking my urine. That's insane.
Oh, there
APOCALY. There you go.
APOCALYPTIX.
I.e., 6 p.m., 6 a.m. time during the day, are you planning on coming to the gym regularly?
I go to the Equinox regularly during the day because I'm unemployed right now. I'll write that.
Yep.
Equinox. During the day because I ain't got no thing to do.
Okay. Can I ask? I'm going to make a suggestion, and I want you to tell me if this is problematic, what I'm about to suggest.
Oh, you're about to say something racist.
Just because we're not being, you were very honest about why you want to be going to the gym right now. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, maybe let's code it. Can the POC in apocalyptic be capitalized?
Oh, POC. Yes, POC, and I'll bold it so he knows that I'm talking about race. Should I also link to an article on Slate?
Just slate.com.
I'm going to hyperlink it to Slate.
Just the POC is a hyperlink.
Oh, just the POC. Okay, yeah. You're right. Okay.
Seaway.
Yes?
Do you ever order delivery?
Yeah. Oh, Seamless?
Are you Seamless?
Dining in.
This might not be my Seamless email because I'm running several scams at a time. Okay. So I eat a lot of pad thai. Let's go back to...
So can we just search for pad thai?
November 20... When did Trump become president?
2016.
All right. Oh, perfect. So all of this month.
Wait, before you search, how many times do you think you ordered pad thai?
I ate pad thai every single day, twice a day, when Hillary lost.
So you think we're possibly looking at 60?
But I also ate Patsy U.
Oh boy, there it is. Look at that.
Yeah, not bad, not great.
when did she lose, like the six?
Yeah.
She's like, I have it engraved on my tomb. So yeah, I ate a lot of pad see ew.
Pad see ew, not pad thai.
And pad thai.
And you're also doing this very, like, no sides, no drink.
Yeah.
Because I was depressed, kid. I literally was just funneling salt.
No nuts.
Because pad see ew doesn't come with nuts.
Yeah, but they crush peanuts on the pad thai.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I needed them to know no nuts. I'm not joking around. No nuts. No nuts.
Wow. This is all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
What day got pork dumplings?
Ooh, what day was that?
Oh, it was before the election. It's October.
Oh, that was when I was treating myself.
That's when we were telling ourselves it'll all be over soon.
And boy, are we wrong. Right, Kanye?
I don't think I've ever seen, like, such a singular focus on Seamless or on any food ordering website.
Yeah.
The, we've done this segment several times. I've never seen it so focused. Like, we're looking at pad thai and pad see ew, and that's it.
It's delicious. It's my comfort food.
Those are good. Pad see ew is a really good one.
It's so hot. Like, I like a hot food.
That is not the defining characteristic of pad see ew or pad thai. No one, that wouldn't be in the first 10 adjectives. Hot. I mean,
you know, most food could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, what else do you guys want to say?
We haven't pulled off a successful search term in ages.
Okay, what are you thinking?
What's hard, unless you have something like a phrase that you like to use?
Wait, do
you have got to write an email.
Yeah.
Legal email with Nicole.
Legal counsel with Nicole.
A legal email? What is that?
We're getting you a domain.
Oh, cool. Oh, yes. I want my domain. I really do.
So here's how it works. I was reading it during the podcast.
Oh, nice.
That's where you were when Z-Way was telling you the most fascinating thing. She was offering up multiple boyfriends BCCing and no reaction from you. Your head was in your front. I was like, what is Nicole doing?
I'm going to law school. So basically the way that this stuff works is they cannot squat, that's what it's called, in bad faith. So if it seems like they are squatting just to bait you, they can't do it. This, though, generally applies to brands. So if it's like if they register a name that is similar to a brand, the brand can challenge it.
But I would say Z-Way is...
Yeah, it is a brand.
Okay, so let's go for it. You're sending an email about this every month is what it looks like.
Yeah. When I was trying to get my Twitter, I harassed the person. His name was Kevin for 2 years. And then I finally got Jack to help me out. And then on Instagram, I reported the chick. She is at Z-Way, this woman in like Thailand. I report her every day, so much so that Instagram has hidden her profile from me.
Wait, is her name Z-Way?
No, her name is not Z-Way. Okay, so is this the last one? Yeah, a day ago. Reply.
What is his name?
His name is Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
I am writing to see if we can work this out ourselves before I have to take this to arbitration.
Ooh, that's so scary.
Based on the procedures adopted by ICANN, and ICANN is I-C-A.
Adopted by ICANN?
I-C-A-N-N.
Oh.
Yeah. In 1999.
In 1999.
I think I could, I'm certain.
Yeah, please.
I am certain.
That your ownership of this, that your claim to this domain.
To this domain.
Is made in bad faith.
I don't suppose we can hyperlink ICANN to slate.com, can we?
No, I don't want to do this. It's a joke.
But what if it was an accident?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So, zway.com.
Zway.com.
Or I should... You should clarify. You should reveal that your name is Z-Way.
I am Z-Way.
I am Z-Way. An actor.
Actress.
Actress. Oh, you like the gender?
I don't.
I am an actor, writer.
Writer. Producer.
Poet.
And poet.
And member of multiple unions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mensa.
Great. Zway.com. Mm-hmm.
Is my birthright.
Wow.
And I think you should also specify that you are verified on Twitter.
Oh, and members also.
This is fascinating because Nicole is truly... resisting every urge to put in any sort of like humor here.
I am so disgusted by these people.
But legal Nicole is just a fascinating character. I'm really kind of getting a glimpse here.
Great.
I like saying I am Z-Way. I am an actor, writer, producer, and poet and member
Yeah, good take out of that. And before
poet and member of multiple unions. Also, I'm verified on Twitter.
And now we're going to go into a list.
Oh, but what about Z-Way.com is remarkably similar. We cut that out.
To my trademark.
To my trademark.
No, is synonymous with my trademark.
I think it just like is infringing on my trademark.
Is infringing.
You. A man named Martin. Have no right or legitimate interest in this domain name.
Nicole is just reading from something written. Wait, what are you reading right now, Nicole? You're looking at your phone.
A website that I Googled to get answers on this.
Okay. Good.
Please, can we demand the immediate cessation of something here?
Please.
it is very transparent.
It is very transparent.
That this domain name was registered exclusively for the purpose.
Wow. Hit him.
Yes, for the purpose of extorting money from a strong black lead with a legitimate professional need.
Professional need.
Of the name.
For the name?
For the name.
Bam.
XOXO.
I think we should also say, I recognize that this particular scam.
I respect a good scammer.
Yes. is lucrative and common practice, but it has no legal basis.
Has no legal basis.
In a civilized society.
A civilized.
I'll allow it.
Yes.
Can we just read it from the top?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Martin. I'm writing to see if we can work this out ourselves before I have to take this to arbitration. Based on the procedures adopted by ICANN in 1999, I am certain that your claim to this domain is made in bad faith. I am Z-Way. I am an actor, writer, producer, poet, and member of multiple unions. Also, I am verified on Twitter. Z-Way.com is infringing on my trademark. You, a man named Martin, have no right or legitimate interest to this domain name. It is very transparent that this domain name was registered exclusively for the purpose of extorting money from a strong black lead with a legitimate professional need for the name. I recognize that this particular scam is lucrative and common practice, but it has no legal basis in a civilized society.
Do we now dare offer $100?
That's what I think is. $100 is fair.
I would pay $100, sure. I offered $1,000. I offer $100. Take it or leave it.
Please respond at your earliest convenience.
Please respond at your earliest convenience.
To be clear, you have offered $1,000 before.
Uh-huh. And we also need to reference the ACPA. That's the actual like provision. Maybe so, replace ICANN.
Well, keep the hyperlink though. Right. If we're going to do
so
it.
So we're just going to change.
Yeah.
ACPA?
Yes.
Wow, that I feel I've never sent a more strongly worded email in my life.
This is a strongly worded email. It really is. And you always, it's like the cliche, I'm going to write you a strongly worded email. Yeah. We just did it.
Yeah, like this is the equivalent of speaking to the manager. Okay, send.
Oh, there it goes.
It's
boom.
Set. Damn, guys, that was beautiful.
Good.
Ever wonder what happens to the brain when you're bilingual?
Should we fear the rise of global English?
Why does Icelandic have so many cool swear words?
Explore these questions and more on The World in Words, a podcast from PRI about languages and the people who speak them.
Every other week, hosts Patrick Cox and Nina Porzucki bring you stories from the world's linguistic front lines, from subtle dialects in Siberia to the art of dubbing television.
Listen at PRI.org or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Do you have any like fun chats or any text message exchanges with anyone that would be fun to reenact or look at?
Oh, I have a funny text message exchange in which my toilet was clogged.
Now we're talking.
Oh, this is all poop and urine humor? That's not even my type of humor. But just somehow we found ourselves there.
Oh, we just had a quick urine-related diversion. I don't think it's all been that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. So Jeb is his name. Gabe is my roommate.
I'm so upset my toilet is clogged and I don't know how to fix it.
Do you have a plunger?
I do, but I'm too weak.
It's all about technique. You gotta shove it down in there and make a seal around the bottom part of the toilet, and then it's like giving CPR.
I can't. It's too hard.
Well, this is a fine kettle of fish.
I know. It's very bad and stinky.
LOLs, I believe in you.
And Gabe is going to see.
This is a hilarious situation.
It isn't funny. It's embarrassing.
Who are you going to blame it on?
You.
You wouldn't.
I will.
I would never do such a thing.
I already blamed you.
Are you going to post it on Instagram? Am I going to have to come and unclog your toilet? A link of how to unclog a toilet. YouTube. How can somebody so capable get themselves into this situation?
Can you?
Watch the video.
I'm hiding in my room. Gabe just got home.
You have to watch the video and try it.
I tried it.
I'm trying not to lose it laughing in my office.
The water is murky. LOL, don't laugh.
Watch the video and try it again. Whatever you do, don't flush it. The water is above normal level. I believe you can do this. It is important to me that you can do this.
Yeah, it's not good.
Do you have a plunger?
I do, but yeah.
Okay, you can do this.
I don't think I can. I did flush it. It's going horribly. I had to tell Gabe it was a monsoon. Anyway, I'm going to kill myself. I can never look Gabe in the eye again.
LOL, don't get yourself in a tizzy. This once happened to me when I was at camp, and then I learned proper technique. I will teach you, young grasshopper.
Dude, I tore that toilet up. Now I'm hearing Gabe solemnly plunge.
This is one of my favorite text exchanges ever.
How do you know when it's unclogged? Will it drain? Also, screw you for laughing at my pain.
Usually you'll hear the clog get loose and the toilet will drain a little and then you flush it again. Any word from Gabe?
He plunged it. No thanks to your mockery.
I echo his sentiment. That's one of my favorite text exchanges ever.
Do you know how to plunge a toilet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because do you have one of those plungers that is like it's got like this little thing coming out of it?
Yes.
Those are good. That should work.
Oh, yeah. The extended.
The extended plunger.
I think my issue was that the water was murky, and so I couldn't see where the hole was at the bottom of the.
Wait, you can tell by feel. Wait, here's what I will say. It is so satisfying to know that you can plunge a toilet.
I can't.
So I think that you can.
I think that I can do anything through Christ that strengthens me, but I don't have the arm strength at all. Yeah. Also, I didn't clog the toilet myself, actually. My roommate clogged
it. Well, that's what okay. No one's ever clogged
a
toilet themselves.
Well, he clogged it, and then he told me, he said something to me, but I didn't know he was talking to me, so I ignored him. He said, don't flush the toilet.
You had nothing to be embarrassed about.
But it was just too much. Well, I flushed like 6 times. Well, because I was like, why isn't this working? Why isn't this working? I made it worse.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. It's time for stuff to come home to whatever.
All right. Perfect.
Whatever.
Let's go back and read that email.
Okay. Monsieur and we'll bleep that, right?
Rebleep.
I am writing this email out of respect for my current boyfriend. I'm writing to block you. You didn't do anything wrong since we've parted ways, but also maybe you did. So to be clear, we are cool, but you are blocked. You are probably wondering what that entails. What it entails is, one, the receiving of this email. Two, the cessation of all future emails. Three, the desisting any current correspondence. Four, no nudes. 5, no fanfic. 6, no retweet other than my Twitter at CUA. 7, and last of all, the shame and disappointment that comes with disrespecting a strong black lead for the 18 to 34 demographic, skews male, but open to women viewers. I should also add, gender is still a construct.
Mm-hmm. Can you double parentheses that? Like, we're already in a parentheses, but I think you have to.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I'm referring to myself, Zway, twitter.com/Zway.
That's twitter.com/Zway. Do it again like it's a promo.
In the future, to be found at Zway.com.
Yes.
Via a soon-to-be-resolved legal.
Soon-to-be-resolved.
Situation.
Legal situation. Please respond to confirm receipt of this message, but no. Ooh, I spelled no wrong. But no, you've been locked, so that response may not be received if Google is working properly.
So Zwei made an offer when we said we had a trivia question that she had trivia for us, so we're gonna do that first.
Yes, let's do Real Housewife trivia. We could also do couple trivia if you guys are the couple. I think that would be kind of fun too, right?
Matt, do you wanna do couple trivia?
Sure, wait, okay. The questions are gotcha.
Who proposed marriage first? How are we going to play? Do you guys have cards that you want to lift each other's names up? Like, how do we do this? Or do you say it, on the count of three?
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, then go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay. Who proposed marriage first is the question?
Yes, and I think marriage is the podcast relationship.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So who proposed marriage first? 1, 2, 3.
Nicole.
Yeah, I thought it was 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh. Are we keeping score?
Yes, 1-1.
All right. Who did your wife last date before you were married, podcast-wise?
I was in a podcast relationship before you.
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
Dave
John
Murray.
Justin. That came out of nowhere.
So you guys got that one wrong. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So where did you first kiss podcast-wise?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Audio boom.
Oh! That's 1 point. So you guys have 2 points.
We have 1 point.
Well, because you got the first one right.
Nicole literally said nothing the first time.
Okay. Okay, next question. What color did your wife wear on your first podcast date, podcast-wise? 1, 2, 3.
Gray.
Yeah.
Hoodie is not a color.
Nicole.
Okay, so you guys got that wrong. All right, next question. What drink best describes your wife on your wedding night, podcast-wise? 1, 2, 3.
Margarita.
Water. Okay.
You guys are not on the same page at all.
Oh, okay.
How long does it take her to get to the work in the morning, podcast-wise? 1, 2, 3.
45 minutes.
Okay, that's a point.
And that is of every number in the world, by the way. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, what color are your wife's eyes, podcast-wise? 1, 2, 3.
Hoodie.
It's time for trivia. What country was the first to make the right to the internet a legal human right? A, South Korea. B, Finland. C, the Netherlands. D, Canada.
Ooh.
Definitely don't know this one.
Oh. I'm Netherlands on this.
I was thinking very Dutch. So Dutch.
I'm going to go Netherlands.
Oh.
Damn. Okay. It's not.
Hard no from Rachel. So you only have one left.
One left.
Now, what are we dealing with? I was sure it was Netherlands.
South Korea, Finland, or Canada. It's not Canada because we'd know. Because we'd be like, Canada has it.
Right.
You know?
Yes. So it feels like South Korea would do it potentially as like a stand or reaction to not being North Korea.
I think South Korea is really forward and progressive, and Seoul is a lovely city. So I'm going to go with South Korea.
You don't want to talk this through at all?
Why else?
No. I mean, I don't really. I'm with you guys on Canada. It feels like a trap.
Right.
Finland, I could see.
In the same sort of Scandinavian-ish way.
Yeah.
Finland, Scandinavian.
Yes, but is that just our racial bias? Like Trump, we're like, oh, it has to be the blondes.
What is? Yeah, find out what Scandinavia is.
Scandinavia is Sweden, Norway, Sweden.
Sweden, Finland, and Denmark.
Denmark, right.
Oh, what about Iceland? Iceland's.
Oh, and Iceland.
You are on South Korea, and it seems like you're feeling pretty good about it.
I like South Korea.
You say it.
But it's probably going to be Finland. No, I'm going to say South Korea. You got to stick with what you know.
Okay. Look Rachel in the eyes, Dollar.
South Korea. Wow. Is it Finland? Wow.
Is it Finland?
No, that's racism, once again.
So, you know what that means, Z-Way?
What?
Yes, send that email.
Oh, to my boyfriends?
Yes.
Yep.
This is to all my boyfriends.
Great subject line.
Perfect. And I'm sending.
Oh, wow. There it goes.
It's gone. I'm really more concerned about my website.
But no reply to that yet, right?
No, I really hope I get a website.
I would say where can people find you online, but I think we covered it.
Twitter.com/Z-Way and also Instagram. I love having more followers. I want to hawk brands. I'm open to branding opportunities, starting with Z-Way, but exposed to others.
What kind of brands?
Beauty, fitness, car.
Fitness? Why fitness?
I don't know. I feel like I'd love some free sweatshirts.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. If you want to reach us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or at inboxthepodcast on Twitter.
I'm B-locked. That's when you're afraid of Beyonce.
B as in Bumblebee.
Yeah.
B-locked.
Like the B movie. Can I tell you guys a hot take I have about the B movie just really quickly?
Please.
I think that this movie is meant to subjugate the proletariat. Yeah, so basically the whole premise is that the bees get upset because they find that humans sell honey. And they're like, okay, if they sell honey, we don't have to make honey ourselves so we don't have to work anymore. And they become depressed because they're not working. They feel like they have no purpose because they don't have labor. It's literally an anti-proletariat.
Do you think that's Jerry Seinfeld's agenda?
Exactly. So I haven't tweeted this because I don't want it to come off as me disrespecting a comedy icon. But
he didn't write
it's
it.
It's pro-bourgeois.
He might have. He might have.
Let's Google it.
Let's just Google how did B-Movie happen.
The B-Movie is the first motion picture script to be written by Seinfeld, who co-wrote the film with Spike Feinstein, Barry
Martin,
and Andy Rubin.
He wrote it. And it's a good, it's a lovely movie. It's anti-proletariat, but I can get past
could
that.
Could have been an accident. Accidental message. You think it's intentional?
No, 100%? I think we absorb that shit so deeply into our veins that, like, if you're not questioning it, you're complicit. And number two, yeah, it's not an excuse. Just because it's in the air we breathe, it doesn't mean that that's an excuse.
It's also like a huge, they get depressed because
also,
they're not working.
Interesting use of in the air we breathe because it's pollen and B-movie.
Ooh,
and
levels to this.
Nicole's just looking at me with complete displeasure.